Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to I Love Angels. Happy New Year, everybody. It's so exciting to finally get to 2017. Many people have been excited and ready and available for it. And this is a magical year. It's the year of number one. And so if you've done your inner work and you have really moved through a lot of your inner with regard to what's going on in your life so that you can choose to be happier, more loving, more peaceful, then you probably already are starting to feel these amazing shifts of energies. So if you're new to the show, I want to say with heartfelt welcome. And I wanted to take some time to tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Angelica, and I'm an angel walk-in, a certified hypnotist, an international inner spirit activation specialist, a writer, minister of love, and an international radio host. I authored ebooks, Living Life as You Always Dreamed, The New Secrets to Running a Successful Business, and a new book that's coming out soon. It's an autobiography of my life as an angelic walk-in and transformation around that. I also have relaxation CDs, MP3s, and MP4s. And a talk on your spiritual journey from human consciousness to spiritual oneness and inspirational stickers. And so as an angel walk-in, I provide these angel messages from these amazing, loving beings that I channel. They're ascended starseed beings, the angelic realm, and the ascended masters. I got some amazing new, I call them vibrational guides because they're just beyond the planet. I also help those that are ready to wake up more of their humanness so that their spirit is more active. I do energy alignments, monthly channeled events, meditation classes, hypnosis sessions, speaking engagements, and public classes. And so it allows you to be able to experience really moving more into your truth of who you are rather than what I call the illusion of who you're not. And then the products that I offer, when you mention the show, you special discount, as well as on the online series to help to move your humanness to more of a heightened level of love, joy, peace, and prosperity so that you have a deeper awareness, greater clarity, and heightened levels of love and joy and peace and vitality and prosperity. And so if you're new here, I welcome you. Regulars and new, you know you can listen to and re-listen to the archived shows by going to the I Love Angels International Radio Show on Blog Talk. If you're interested in getting a one-question reading, the phone number to call is 347-996-5068. That's 347-996-5068. And that'll help you to be able to get your answer to your one question. Our next show is going to be, I can't believe we're already in the middle of January next week, January 11th, that's 1-1, amazing, 1-1-1, and it's going to be at 11 a.m., so lots of ones, which are master numbers. And so I want you to just kind of close your eyes for a moment and just kind of take, as we call in all these beings that I've worked with, to be able to come onto the show and help those that are interested in experiencing their own inner human awakening, to be able to feel this love. So let's just close our eyes and take some deep breaths. And a lot of times when we're really active, our mind tends to be a lot more chattery. And as a result of it, sometimes we move into fear or insecurity or limitations or negativity or any of those other shadowed kinds of systems based on some beliefs that we're currently running in our programs, which are our belief systems. And so for now, I'm going to ask you to just imagine a beautiful puffy cloud. And on that cloud, you can put all your thoughts and just let them float away without any attention or any focus on them as you take a deep, deep breath. And then dropping your eyes into your heart and just allow your heart to expand with this vibration of love, to feel the vibration of love inside. When we're open to receiving, and we're doing that from a heightened level of love, our relationships, our experiences in life come from that same vibrational frequency, because we're living in a vibrational planet. And so if we're coming from a place of fear or insecurity, then our ego would tend to be more active and would tend to attract a lot more of that in our life and thereby have a lot of duality and a lot of conflicts. And when we're creating more of a vibration of love and choosing to be in joy and peace, we create what I call more of a oneness connection. And that starts the path of being able to connect to your own spirit guides and the angels and really start to move into that. And so I'm offering a class. It's a 1.5 hour class. It's $39.95 to help you learn how to tune into your own angels and be able to experience what it feels like. And then I also have a 3-week class if you're interested in going more in depth to register for that. You can go to the website ANGEL, Angel, Rose, ROSE, Love, LOVE, .wix.com/love. And then when you go to that, just scroll onto the top where you see the tabs and select the Talk tab, and then you can register for that event as well. And so as we focus in, I want you just to imagine this beautiful goldish pinkish light inside your heart expanding to a beautiful place of nurturing. And as it expands, it reaches all the way up to your mind and all the way down into your body to help to nurture the mind and nurture the body to support the vibration of love in all areas. And just allowing yourself to take 3 deep, deep, deep breaths. And just feeling that beautiful, loving vibration of love. And when you're ready, you could slowly come back into the room, feeling your feet where they're resting, feeling your hands where they're resting, noticing the relaxation of your breath as you slowly come back into the room, just allowing yourself to experience this beautiful sense of nurturing inside and really feel what that feels like to just be one with this vibration of love. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and give yourself a big hug. And we'll start to move now into the reading portion. If you're new to the show, I noticed we just got a few more people logged on. So welcome. My name is Angel. And I'm an angelic walk-in, and I channel these ascended beings, the archangels, the angelic realm, the ascended masters. And I also, when appropriate, work on the other side with regard to those that have crossed over and see about getting messages for you, if it's appropriate. I don't normally do that on the show, though, because that's a little bit more in-depth. But I do also do that in private sessions afterwards. And so what I decided to do on these shows, the next one is going to be next week on 111. So at 11 a.m., so lots of mastered numbers. So please tune in at 11 a.m. instead of 3:30. I'm playing with the times. That's my regular show, is the second week of every month on Wednesdays. I decided to see what this would be like at 3:30, just to see if we'll get some people from the East Coast, because that's their time that they come home as well. And so if you're interested in having a more extensive reading after we do this one question, I decided to stay because a lot of people love this after the show, and you could make a donation instead of paying a regular price for the reading, and we can go more in depth with the reading that you're asking questions on so that you can get more clarity on what it is that you're looking for. So if you're interested in having that, you can let me know either during or right after the reading. And by going to angelroselove.wix.com/love, on the homepage, you just make your donation of any amount. And then after the show, I'll call you and we can go further in depth with the questions, with the question that you have. So that one question. All right, so we're going to start off with 805 and then following up with 917. And please have your question ready. It's probably to your advantage if you have a specific question rather than a generalized question so that I can get more in depth with what it is that you're looking for. And we'll go from there. Okay. So 805, please tell me your name and where you're calling from. And Happy New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year. This is Donna. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Donna. Happy New Year in California.
Thank you. My question is, I'd like to be married, and I wanted to know what this thing about me meeting someone where it would go into a fine marriage.
Okay, so am I hearing, then, that you're currently not in a relationship and you're looking to be in one? Okay.
Yeah.
And so your specific question is, because you said I'd like to get married, but I didn't hear the question.
Oh, yeah. I mean, is someone coming, am I going to meet someone that I'm going to marry? Because that's what I was in a long-term relationship and then he passed away. And yeah, I would like to be married. Yeah.
Okay. So when I go along your timeline, I do see a lot of light around it, which definitely means that there is that potential for a relationship that turns into marriage. I saw the month of June, so I don't know if that currently means that it's when things are going to get serious or when you're going to meet this person. But the fact that that month popped in is a really, and I see tons of light around it. They are telling me some additional things to help you prepare for it, but I'm going to just stick with your question about the possibility of getting married and what needs to be done and all that stuff. You're definitely on the path. So if you're interested in having a more extensive reading, just let me know, and you can make a donation. Then we can go into more in-depth with
how do you do that?
Some things that you can do.
I didn't get the website. What was it, Angel Rose?
Yeah. Sure, it's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com/love. And when you do make it, just put your name. You said Donna, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm writing your name down. Just put Donna in the subject. So and is this the number? I'm not going to say it on the air, but is this the number that I would call?
Yeah, this is the number.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so go ahead and do that, and then after the show.
Okay, when you say WIC, is that W-I-C-K?
Oh, it's W-I-X. Thank you for asking that. So I'll spell it. Angel, A-N-G-E-L, everybody, you can write this down. Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix, W-I-X, .com/love.
Okay. All right, and then
I'm going to call right after the show. So, yeah, I'll call right after the show because this way I have.
How long is the show?
It's another about 17 more minutes. So as soon as I get off the air, I'll call you.
I can't get back to you until another half hour because I'm out on the road.
Oh, okay, that'll be about another 15 minutes. So that's fine.
No, I mean, for me, I won't get home for another half hour. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be okay. I'll call you in a half hour.
Thank you. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay. No worries. Okay. Okay, so we have 917. If I just saw some more callers coming on, welcome. What I'm doing is giving a one question reading on an area in your life, so we can get to as many calls as you possibly as I possibly can. If you're interested in having more in depth, you could make a donation of any amount. After the show, I can call you, and since Donna wants me to wait a half hour, I can call the next person sooner. So if you're interested in that, just let me know. And then if you feel fulfilled with the answer, then you could just say I'm complete. And the website, again, is Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, wix.com/love. And it's right on the homepage, and we'll go from there. Okay, so let's see. 917, please go ahead and tell me your first name and the state that you're calling from. And Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. This is Helena. I'm calling from New York.
Hey, what's your name, love?
My name is Ellen.
Ellen, okay. You're kind of staticky, I thought I'd tell you. So I don't know if you're calling on a cell phone, but if you are, maybe you could move a little bit so that you're clearer, and then I can hear you a little
bit
better.
You're coming in very staticky. It sounds like you're underwater and talking in bubbles.
Yeah, I think it's your connection because that's exactly what I'm hearing. Do you want to call right back and I'll pick you right back up, or can you hear me enough?
I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and go on to 610 in the meantime, and then I'll pick up the other person when she calls. So, hi.
Hello?
What's your name?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What's your name?
My name is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, great. So, Ellen, I'm going to call you right back. I'm going to pick you right up after we do the reading with Sonia. So we have time, so no worries. Okay, so what's your question?
My question is, I recently, fortunately, I sold a rental property, and it already has shifted hands to the new owners. And so they inherited tenants, two set of tenants. One of the tenants is great. The other one has been giving me problems, especially in the last few months. So what happened is that he didn't pay me he only paid me half of the rent for the month of December.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but one of the things that helps you is if I don't hear too much of the story, so I don't filter any human filters.
Okay, all right. Well,
just what's your question?
Okay.
Because I don't want to use any human filters.
Okay. Do you see that? I don't think this tenant, I don't know what the situation, do you see him being evicted? With the new owners, because he is just such a liar and a bad person, very dishonest.
So your question is, will he be evicted?
Yes. I don't think he's going to keep up his end of the bargain with the new.
what I did hear is I see a lot of chaos between now and September. There's some lessons that you're learning with this person, and as you
no,
get
I'm no longer
to...
the owner. I have no association with him. It's for the new owners.
Okay, so you're asking if the new owners are going to evict this person?
Yeah, because he's not in a contract right now. Yeah.
Okay, so with integrity, then, I probably need to talk to the person that is asking that question because there's too many filters.
Well, I'm
you're
asking
filtering.
Because
yeah,
the,
but
the reason
in order for me to get the integrity of the answer, I need to read the energies of the person that's currently with that tenant.
Because
you're no longer part of the contract.
He still owes me money, and he never paid me, you know. And every time I ask, he doesn't take my calls. He doesn't respond to my texts, you know. So he has been unresponsive, and still owes me money.
Okay, so I have to come from an honest place. Your question is too complex for this show. What I'm doing is kind of very simple one question types, and you're asking very complex questions that involves kind of like
another person, and then that person. There's too many filters that would take too long for me to have to go through the energies of trying to communicate with them, if that makes sense. So
I'm not sure
I'm the appropriate person. Yeah, no need to apologize. I just come from a lot of integrity. I'm not sure I'm the appropriate person for
okay,
you
no problem.
Based
Thank you.
On. Yeah. Okay, honey. Bye-bye. Okay, so sorry about that. I always come from integrity. If it's not the right thing, it's not the right thing. So, okay, Ellen, you got dropped off again. I see that. I don't know if you're having some issues with your phone, but if you want to call back, the number is 347-996-5068. That's 347-996-5068. And we'll see if she calls back because she had some static with her phone. So in the meantime, the next show is going to be on January 11th at 11 o'clock. So please go ahead at Pacific Standard Time, go ahead and mark your calendars. And we are going to do some beautiful messages that day and meditation. And then, of course, some readings. And on the show, I Love Angels. And so if you could tune in and tune up. And the readings are always based on specific questions. And so if you're new to the show, to ask complex questions, this is not the appropriate time to do that on the show. It's more simplistic types of questions. For complex types of questions, you probably want to schedule a private session for that, because it requires a lot more in depth and it would take a lot of time, and I want to make sure that we have enough time for the other callers. So we have 7 more minutes, and I'm not sure if 917 is having some issues with her phone. But in the meantime, I'm going to do some announcements on some additional classes. I created this beautiful class. It's a brand new class. It's a class on how to be able to tune in to your own angels and your own spirit guides. It's a class that helps you to move your vibrations into a place of heightened levels of love and joy and peace and prosperity, so that you could feel, hear, and experience the connection with your spirit guides. And so this is a 1.5-hour class that has 2 dates to choose from. One is in January. The other one is in February. And then I also have a 3-week class, and it gives you the opportunity not only to tune into your guides, but to also move your vibration to a greater place of love and peace. On January 18th, there's going to be a free telesummit that I'm going to be offering. And it's a telesummit to help you to, with a whole bunch of different speakers, to move your whole entire place to a different level of love. And so it's going to be on the talk tab. And if you're interested in getting more information on that, you can go to the website angelroselove.wix.com/love. And at that point, you could register for the free telesummit and enjoy the experience. Okay, I was stalling for you, 917, so you came back. Let's see how it flows. You had some issues. Now you're back. We have a few minutes.
Hi.
So. Yeah, I can hear you perfectly now.
Terrific. I tried calling in once before. The same thing happened, so I let it sit for about 5 minutes, and somehow I got a better connection. Yay!
Oh, awesome. Yay! Happy New Year! Yes.
Happy New Year.
Okay, so what's your question?
About my current job. Do you see a raise or a promotion coming up in the near future?
You know, the near future is always kind of a wow, when I asked that, my heart just went on fire. So I'm seeing you like really moving into, I saw the month of February. Have you been with this company long?
4 years, a little more than 4 years.
Yeah, I just kind of see so much energy around February. So you definitely paid your dues. It seemed like there's so much growth that was going on, but I definitely see a lot of more responsibilities, and I also heard the word bonus. So I don't know when they give bonuses, but that could be part of what they mean by a promotion. And when I did say that, I saw the month of February, and so there's a lot of light around that. You know, make sure between now and then that you show them the value of who you are and the fact that you're an asset, even though you've been there 4 years. Sometimes when someone's been there a long time, they tend to oversee sometimes. So that's something you may want to, you know, just kind of put out there how positive you are and what great skills you have. And then this way, they're kind of, you're fresh in their mind and so forth. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of beautiful light. Do you like what you do?
Fantastic. Sure.
Do you like what
I
you do?
Yes. I do like it, yes. On the whole, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I could see a lot of light around your job. That's why I was asking. Because sometimes when people are in a job and they feel stuck or kind of like they're not moving anywhere, sometimes I don't see as much light. But you definitely have a lot of beautiful energy around it and so forth. So congratulations. Do you feel complete or do you want to have more in-depth with doing a donation after the show, or do you feel complete?
I feel complete, and I want to say thank you, but I may make a donation, just not tonight, but probably tomorrow. Thank you.
Oh, it's all fabulous. Thank you. And I hope you have a phenomenal week, and I look forward to the possibility of you tuning in next week, and enjoy the rest of your beautiful day.
Yes, and the same to you, and have a great 2017.
Thank you, you too. It's a wonderful, wonderful year of celebration, being that it's the number one. And with the number one, we get to really move into really enjoying life with new beginnings, new opportunities, new ways of seeing life, which is one of the biggest reasons why Ellen was pretty excited, because she just really got her whole entire being in a place of just really moving to that space of choosing to live and use her talents in a greater way with more joy. So it's lovely to experience that. So I want to thank you for being with the show. We're going to close with a loving meditation. And since we have a couple of minutes, and I look forward to seeing you all next week, which is 111 at 11 a.m., all ones. And it's one of those master numbers, and it's going to be a magical day. So please tune in and experience that. So if you can close your eyes and just take some deep breaths. And one of the things that's always important to remember as you're on your path of celebration of life is to move your consciousness off your chattered mind and more into your heart, and really feel what it feels like in the moment, in the present moment, to be in that vibration of love. Sometimes we get caught up in the past or we get caught up in the future that we forget about living in the moment and enjoying it. And so this is the opportunity for you to really breathe fully into your heart right now and just feel that energy of love. And as you breathe all the way into your heart, bring that love all the way down to your body and all the way up into your mind. And imagine this vibration of love going beyond your aura, all the way out as many feet as you'd like, so that you have that nurturing on the physical realm as well as on the internal realm. Taking another deep breath and just feeling that amazing love inside. And when you're ready, you can slowly come back into the room, feeling your feet where they're resting, feeling your hands where they're resting, feeling your breath and noticing your breath going in and out. And slowly, slowly being aware of the surroundings in your room. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Have an amazing week and look forward to hearing from you next week. Peace and blessings.